With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spier. A high wind warning is in effect for the Rocky Mountain front and the plains to the east through tomorrow afternoon. The National Weather Service is forecasting gusts from 80 to 100 miles per hour along the front and gusts in the 70 mile per hour range in the rest of the warning area around Great Falls. The most damaging winds are forecast from tonight into tomorrow morning, making travel difficult for high-profile vehicles. Strong winds could also lead to power outages and tree or property damage. The winds will combine with snow on the west side of the Rocky Mountains, causing near whiteout conditions through tomorrow, especially in the Marias Pass area south of Glacier National Park. Two Gallatin County men in their mid-30s were injured when a small airplane struck a power line in southwestern Montana. Broadwater County Sheriff Wynn Meehan says deputies are still investigating what led to the crash yesterday afternoon. One man was flown to a hospital in Salt Lake City for treatment, and the other was flown to Great Falls. The crash was discovered by a Northwestern Energy crew investigating a power outage. Montana officials say there's not much they can do about a recent outage by national telecommunications company CenturyLink. The Billings Gazette reports the outage affected phone and internet service across the state beginning December 27th and wasn't fully resolved until 2 days later. The Montana Public Service Commission says it can do little for most of the unhappy residents because the complaints center on internet outages, something the commission does not regulate.
With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. The Montana Democratic Party's new executive director is no stranger to state politics. Monica Lindeen replaces Nancy Keenan, who led the party since 2015. Lindeen served 8 years as the state commissioner of securities and insurance and then lost the 2016 Secretary of State race to Republican Corey Stapleton. Wednesday, Stapleton announced he's running for governor. Lindeen also served 8 years in the state house representing the Billings area. Most recently, she's led YWCA Helena.
It's interesting. I thought I was done with politics.
But Lindeen says enough people convinced her to replace Keenan, who recently retired as head of Montana Democrats.
After being away for a couple of years, you miss it. And I'm really drawn to helping out the folks here in Montana. Montana is my first love, after my family, of course.
Lindeen says Keenan did a, quote, incredible, end quote, job.
She built upon a good organization and made it a great organization. And I'm looking forward to taking that great work and building on that.
Among her priorities, working with Democratic leadership during the legislative session that starts next week to
make sure that we are holding Republican legislators accountable.
Lindeen also wants to make sure qualified Democratic candidates get recruited who she says will
represent those issues that are important to Montanans, like protecting those Montanans who have pre-existing conditions, defending our public lands, and making sure that we're keeping our rural hospitals open.
Lindeen hopes the new Democratic majority in the U.S. House, led by Speaker Nancy Pelosi, will be able to work with the Republican-led Senate.
And I think that we need to make sure that folks are putting aside that partisan rancor, and they're working hard to do the job that the people in this country sent them to do.
The 56-year-old Lindeen won the Democratic primary for Montana's U.S. House seat in 2006, but lost the general election to Republican Denny Rehberg. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spier. A funeral will be held Saturday for a Native American girl found dead on Montana's Northern Cheyenne Reservation. Volunteer searchers found the body of 14-year-old Henny Scott covered in snow outside Lame Deer last week, 2 weeks after she was reported missing. Her friends and family have expressed frustration that law enforcement didn't react faster, and similar concerns have emerged nationally about the response to the disappearance of Native American women and girls. Scott's wake will be held tomorrow, with a funeral to follow Saturday at Lame Deer High School, where she was a student. According to her obituary, Scott loved to cheer on her school's basketball team and planned to become a doctor. Newly departed Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke tells the Associated Press that he's been truthful with investigators looking into numerous ethics complaints against him and has no knowledge of a report that he lied. The former Montana congressman's comments today came after the Washington Post reported that the Justice Department's public integrity section was examining whether he lied to investigators from Interior's Office of Inspector General. Zinke resigned last month. A baby Jesus figurine stolen from a nativity scene at a Montana residence on New Year's Day has been returned to its owners with two notes from someone pretending to be God. Jack McCormick says he was relieved to see the 15-inch figurine in the snow in his yard today. One note said, quote, "I took my son back for a trip. I'm returning him now. God bless," unquote.
With Montana News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. Attorneys are seeking a new trial venue for a Montana woman charged in the deaths of two people whose bodies were found dismembered in acid-filled tubs in a basement. The Missoulian reports lawyers for 23-year-old Tiffany Pierce motioned Monday for the trial to move to Yellowstone County, arguing the new location would preserve more impartiality among potential jurors. Pierce is charged with deliberate homicide in the 2017 stabbing deaths of 15-year-old Marilyn Pickett and 24-year-old Jackson Wiles. She has pleaded not guilty. The bodies were discovered in the basement of Pierce's Missoula home. Prosecutors say Augustus Standing Rock and Pierce tried to dissolve the bodies in plastic tubs filled with chemicals. Standing Rock pleaded not guilty last month to charges of deliberate homicide and accountability to deliberate homicide. A Billings man began 2019 with a lot more money in the bank after claiming the Montana millionaire jackpot. Montana lottery officials say Randy Mai claimed his winnings today in Helena. He bought his ticket at a McFinney's convenience store in Billings. The same store sold the winning $1 million ticket in 2011. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.